You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vedrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while theatres remain closed due to coronavirus. And this week, I have got an absolute treat for you. If you were listening in to the live show Showtime on URN this Sunday, you'll have heard me chatting a bit about this musical and will know already how excited I am about this. This is The Sorcerer's Apprentice, a brand new British musical that explores the extraordinary world of a sorcerer and his rebellious daughter as she discovers the incredible possibilities of her newfound magical powers. It's based on the classic poem of the same name, which later inspired the Sorcerer's Apprentice scene in the film Fantasia. Probably, I think, the most recognisable scene in the entire film, you know, where the broom comes to life. But this new musical gives it a brilliant gender-swapped twist, therein making the sorcerer's daughter the main character. It's been created by acclaimed musical theatre writers Richard Hoff and Ben Morales Frost, and if you want to get a taste of the music of the show, I've also put a couple of links here in the post to videos of the cast performing some of the songs. And the thing is, it was meant to have its world premiere in January at the Southwark Playhouse in London, but unfortunately, due to the ongoing coronavirus situation, they had to cancel all of the live in-person performances and instead have taken the production online. Which, as sad as it is not to be able to have that live premiere, it's kind of great news for all of us outside of London who now get to watch it too. So now The Sorcerer's Apprentice will be streamed online via stream.theatre from the 26th of February to the 14th of March. Tickets cost £15 plus a £3 booking fee, or you can get a special preview rate for the first performance on the 26th of February for just £10 a ticket instead. Tickets are available from stream.theatre, or you can just follow the link that's here in the post. I will say, it really does look magical. The music has that lovely kind of stripped back contemporary acoustic vibe, which you know we love to hear in musical theatre. And it has a brilliant cast too, including the likes of Come From Away's David Thaxton, the band's Yaz Dankafori, and even recent musical theatre graduate Mary Moore, who will actually be making her professional debut in the title role of the show. So if this sounds like your sort of thing, and honestly, why wouldn't it? Make sure you get your tickets booked via the link here in the post and check out some of the songs as well, which are again linked here, just for a taste of what to expect from this utterly charming, magical new musical. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. I will be back again next Sunday, first of all with Showtime, live from 6pm on urn1350.net, and then right here again, straight after that, at 7pm next Sunday with another Spotlight On, to let you know exactly what you should be watching from the world of virtual theatre. Because, as we say, the Showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.